Prologue. The first step to controlling your world is to control your culture, to write the books, make the music, shoot the films, paint the art. Chuck Palahniuk. I'll start off by introducing the elephant in the room. You don't need this book to get started. If you can put this book down and start creating your art, then that's exactly what you should do. Write your first novel, record your first album, or build your first company. If you're capable of starting now, I hope you're flipping through the first few pages of this book and haven't spent your hard-earned cash. It was nice talking to you, and I'd love to see what you make. For me, it's never been that simple. I've been an independent creator for 10 years now, making a living from writing, podcasting, and teaching what I learn along the way. I still remember the first time I met a real starter. He was an older neighborhood kid who was running a snow removal business. As he sipped on a Coca-Cola at my high school graduation party, I couldn't stop drilling him with questions. How did you rebuild the engine on that truck? How did you install the snowplow? How did you find your customers? He kept shrugging his shoulders and giving me the same frustrating answer. I just did it. As I started working for myself more than a decade ago, I was hearing this story in the form of advice over and over again. It seemed to be all anyone in Silicon Valley could tell me. There was no end to the number of books I could read, speeches I could watch, or podcasts I could listen to that all told me the same thing. Just get started. It's good advice if you can follow it, but I was always left wondering, yeah, but how do I start? In the fall of 2016, I settled into my sound studio and logged onto Skype. As I waited for the call to connect, I took a deep breath to calm my racing heart. I was about to interview one of my heroes for my podcast, Love Your Work. Like the neighbor kid, James Altucher is a real starter. He's started more than 20 companies. He's written 18 books, including the Wall Street Journal bestseller, Choose Yourself. He hosts a top-ranked podcast on which he has interviewed Coolio, Sir Richard Branson, and Sarah Blakely. I go into each interview hoping to get a superpower from my guest. I wanted to find out how James became so prolific. He seemed like the best person I could ask about starting. Yet as I talked to James, I grew frustrated. It seemed as if he never struggled with starting. He talked about starting one of his many businesses. He said he simply wrote a short business plan and emailed it to people. I asked him about finding the courage to share his embarrassing stories online. Did he ever worry about what other people would think? He said he didn't. I asked him about whittling his possessions down to 15 things, throwing away even his college diploma. Did he ever wonder if he was going crazy? No, never. I wasn't finding what I was looking for, so I lost my patience. This is something I want to figure out about you, James, I interrupted. I think what holds a lot of people back a lot of times is they don't think big. And if they do start thinking big, they start to question themselves. So I'm wondering, is this an inherent thing to you? Or was there any particular period of time where you didn't think that way and you started to? James paused for a moment. I always thought I could do anything, he said. I was in second grade, writing books that I thought were going to get published and be bestsellers. I always thought that nothing stood in my way. It didn't look like I would be getting James's superpower. If he always thought he could do anything, what could he teach someone like me? I still had another 45 minutes with him, so I resolved to dig deeper. I feel like a lot of people, I said, have these little glimpses of ideas or dreams or fantasies in their heads, and then it just goes right over them. They don't realize that the thing that they just fantasized about is something that they could actually go ahead and do. Then James pointed out something that should have been obvious. You follow a lot of ideas. You said you're from Omaha, Nebraska, but now you're sitting in Columbia, doing a podcast with me, and I'm 6,000 miles from you. You're doing this amazing science fiction thing right now. So let me ask you a question. Did you just suddenly quit your job and move from Omaha to Columbia? Like, what happened? James had a point. Here I was.